Unveiling the Truth, a historic book signing event of Robert's story reveals a tale of injustice and fortitude. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. On June 21, 2023, a crowd gathered at the Kelsey Bass Museum and Event Center in the heart of Rio Grande City, Starr County, for the historic book signing of Robert's story. The work is an exceptional narrative of ambition, deception, and the struggle for justice by the acclaimed author, Mr. Stephen G. Michaud. The event featured a special guest, Mike East, nephew of the book's protagonist, Robert East, and an essential figure in the real-life drama depicted in the book. The Kelsey Bass Museum was packed with excited attendees from Rio Grande City and neighboring regions, including Alice in South Texas. The museum's curator, Kathy Escobar Rubio, welcomed the crowd with an excited speech emphasizing the venue's rustic charm and historical significance. The hot afternoon unfolded with stories, revelations, and heartfelt discussions about Robert East, a cowboy stripped of his extensive cattle ranch and million-dollar fortune from his gas and oil-producing wells. Mr. James, Jimmy, Nixon Jr., a lifelong friend of the East family, was among the key figures present at the event, offering first-hand insights into Robert East's life and the controversial oil and gas deals. Michaud spent 6 years meticulously researching and writing the story. In his address, he emphasized that the event was not just to honor the book but, more importantly, to honor the East family and the town that shaped them. He particularly recognized Ramiro, Robert's caretaker, who took tremendous risks to expose the injustice done to Robert. Throughout the event, audience members engaged in a Q&A session, eager to delve into the depths of Robert East's story. Questions ranged from the history of the East family and their relation to the King Ranch to the puzzling lack of justice for the wrongs done to Robert. Michaud's responses were enlightening, indicating that his next book would only unveil some secrets. Some attendees expressed their intent to take action, inspired by Richard Yankovsky's call to investigate the potential elder abuse that led to Robert East's downfall. It was apparent that Robert's story had hit a nerve with the people of Rio Grande City and beyond. The tale of a humble cowboy robbed of his fortune was now part of the public consciousness, echoing within the rustic walls of the Kelsey Bass Museum and reverberating throughout the city. Yankovsky expressed the East family's gratitude to the attendees. He reminded the audience that June was Elder Abuse Awareness Month and urged them to contact the local district attorney, Mr. Gocha Ramirez, to investigate the possible abuse leading to Robert East's death. The historic book signing event was more than just a promotion for Michaud's new work. It was a plea for justice, a call to action, and an attempt to unravel the shrouded truth of Robert East's life and legacy. As attendees left with their signed copies of Robert's story, they carried with them the emotional tale of a humble Texas cowboy and the unfinished quest for justice that still haunts the extensive plains of South Texas. The buzz, conversation, and intrigue filled the air as the audience marched out of the Kelsey Bass Museum and Event Center. Everyone had a piece of the book and, more importantly, a part of Robert East's legacy in their hands. The event had unraveled his story of misfortune and resilience and left attendees responsible for seeing justice served. The book's impact extended beyond Rio Grande City's boundaries, reaching people from various backgrounds who found common ground in their desire for justice for Robert East. This reporter welcomes Robert's story for its detailed investigative work, the masterful storytelling of Stephen G. Michaud, and its fearless exposure to a grave injustice. The legacy of Robert East, once a humble Texas cowboy, had become a rallying cry for justice. The book is now a beacon of truth and a symbol of resistance against elder abuse, prompting communities to come together and push for changes in elder care laws and regulations. The book signing event at the Kelsey Bass Museum and Event Center was more than a celebration of a new book. It was the start of a movement. Robert East's tale of ambition, deception, and fortitude had stirred a South Texas and, in doing so, had set the stage for a broader conversation. It was evident that Robert's storybook had begun to make a significant change, and the beginning to unfold one page at a time.